The next patient is Bobby Hicks. The last name is H-I-C-K-S, Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old Juan Mel that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A/A1. Period. The patient has significant cardiovascular disease that is related to the diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, and hyperlipidemia, period. The serum creatinine remains 1.1, and the estimated eGFR is above 60 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria, period. The insurance didn't approve the Kerendia, so the patient has been off that medication, even though it has the perfect indication. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is weighed out of control. He has been weighed out in the diet. The patient is not a candidate for the SGLT2 inhibitor because of the tendency to develop urinary tract infections. Period. The hemoglobin A1C was 8.4%, which is way higher than what it was before. The patient knows that he has been out of his diet and he has to go back. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, the the blood pressure today is 143/78. The body weight is 193 pounds. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease without any symptoms at the present time. Following number, severe osteoarthritis that is evaluated by the rheumatologist, and he's getting injections of steroids. Following number, the patient has a history of gout. The uric acid is under control. Period. Overall, the patient is in a stable condition except the diabetes mellitus, and emphasis was made in following the diet and losing weight. Paragraph, we invested 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 17 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.